Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in week seven, I think, of love songs. We've been walking our way through themes in the Song of Solomon. And I took 1 week this week. We stayed in the marriage relationship kind of theme. But I stepped outside of Song of Solomon for 1 week. I'm at the Delaware campus. I went to Acts 18 and actually looked at a married couple that sometimes, you know, might get a little overlooked. But I said, man, they are a wonderful picture of marriage on mission. And the couple is Priscilla and Aquila. Aquila, the husband, and Priscilla, the wife. They're always mentioned together in Scripture. Never once are they mentioned apart. And you get to see them, I think it's six different passages. You see them in Acts 18 a few times. Paul mentions them then in 1 Corinthians and in Romans and in 2 Timothy. And we kind of traced their life and marriage a little bit, what the little we know of them. But I said, even though we don't know a ton about them, everything we do know points to just a marriage centered on Christ and on the kingdom of God, on living out the mission. They're a couple that they get kicked out of Rome for being Jewish. They end up in Corinth and they end up meeting Paul, and they're tent makers along with the Apostle Paul. So Paul ends up staying with them in Corinth. Then they move with him to Ephesus when he goes to Ephesus. They stay in Ephesus and they end up hosting the church in their home in the first century. They did not have dedicated church buildings, usually, and so they would just meet in homes. And Priscilla and Aquila open up their home and have the church meet there. They instruct Apollos. Apollos comes. He's a young preacher in the area, and when he comes and preaches in Ephesus, they recognize that his theology isn't complete. He knows about Jesus, but it says that he had only heard of the baptism of John. And so they pull him aside and they instruct him more fully in Christian theology and doctrine. And it really helps him in his ministry and in the church. And then they end up moving back to Rome. And the Apostle Paul when he writes his letter to the Romans, he says, hey, greet, you know, Priscilla and Aquila. They risked their necks for my life. And not only do I give thanks for them, but all the churches of the Gentiles give thanks for them. And then the last time we hear of them is 2 Timothy, I think it's chapter 4. The Apostle Paul says, hey, greet Priscilla and Aquila. They're in Ephesus. They're back in Ephesus. And so, you know, what we said, I said a lot of kind of observations about their life and marriage. But one of the things we see is that over the course of nearly 20 years, the first time we hear about them meeting Paul in Corinth, scholars think that's around AD 49. And some scholars date 2 Timothy to the very end of Paul's life, all the way to AD 67. So it's almost 20 years. And just across 20 years, we consistently see them wherever they are, they live on mission. Wherever they live on mission. They are hosting the Apostle Paul in their home. They are moving around the Greco-Roman world to be a part of what God is doing. They're hosting the church in their home, hosting church meetings. They're pulling aside a preacher and instructing him so that he can be more effective in ministry. They're risking their lives for the sake of the Apostle Paul and the sake of the gospel. Everywhere they go, they are focused. Even though they're tent makers, even though they have, you know, quote unquote, regular jobs, they recognize that God has placed them where they are for a season, but for a reason, to be a part of what he's doing, it seems. And so, you know, I just challenged our folks to ask themselves that question that, you know, do you recognize that God, whether you've lived in the same area for a long time or whether you're new to that area, you know, wherever you are, God has placed you there for a reason, and he wants you to be a part of what he's doing around you. So going into your workplace, going into the classroom, going to your kids' sporting events, looking around your neighborhood and asking the question, Lord, where are you at work around me? And I want to be a part of that. And I said, you know, that applies to those of us who are single. You want that kind of life, that life on mission. And for those of us who are married, we get to do that together with our spouse and have important conversations together about how are we going to use our time, talents, and treasures for the sake of the kingdom of God. We want to live our lives on mission. And I'll close out with what I said on Sunday to close out, that You know, if you're listening and you go, yes, I want to live on mission. I want to live out the mission of God in my life. You know, the most important thing is that you know the God of mission. Priscilla and Aquila knew the Lord, and they gave their life for Jesus because they knew that Jesus had first given his life for them. Do you know that? Do you believe that? When you do, and you encounter Christ and give your life to him, the Holy Spirit, his Holy Spirit comes into your life, into your heart, and transforms you. And you end up living your life differently and living for the mission of God because you know that you have been loved by the God of that mission and you love him back. Let me pray for you. Let me encourage you to then take some time to reflect and to pray. Father, thank you for the way you have loved us. God, thank you that you first loved us, and while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And God, may the love of God, may your love come in and just transform us from the inside out such that we look at our lives differently. And we live our lives, whether single or, as we've been talking in this series, in particular, married, Father, together a marriage on mission where we pursue you like Aquila and Priscilla, that wherever we are, we would live our lives for the kingdom of God. Lord, we love you. We thank you. Help us to make whatever changes are necessary to align our lives and our time with your kingdom purposes. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to think and to pray.